For over 50 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green provides you with the kind of personalized help and attention that mass market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, customer service, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or call us at 301-530-0800 or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland, and at myvillagegreen.com. I'm Mark Isaacson. I happen to be the owner of Village Green Apothecary, and I'm actually hosting today for the first time and actually subbing in for Dana Lake, who will be back in the next couple weeks. Each week, we bring you a wide variety of information about your health. The show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com and available on iTunes. Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via our website and our store on West Cedar Lane for expert advice on supplements. Village Green Apothecary carries superior supplements from many manufacturers, including our very own Pathway brand. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and also, as I noted, available on iTunes Blog Talk Radio. Our subject today is cannabis, CBD, medical marijuana. And what I'd like to do is start off and give a little background and bio of our guest. Our guest today has pioneered one of the fastest growing industries in the world today, cannabis and hemp CBD, which has taken center stage of the new painkiller, and is quickly sweeping the nation, being recognized for its healing properties. But it hasn't always been considered a medical tool. Here to share some insider secrets to the cannabis industry and the new wave of natural beauty and healthcare, the founder of MedicalSecrets.com and a leader of the Green America movement, with a media following of over 1.1 million people, is Sonia Gomez. So, hey, welcome, Sonia. Awesome to have you on the show. And as a start, it'd just be great to get a little bit of your overview, background, experiences, those kinds of things. So go ahead. Take it away.
I'm so excited to be here, Mark. This is going to be a lot of fun. I absolutely love, I've actually listened to a couple episodes of your show, and so this is going to be a lot of fun. And what an honor to be here the first time that you're hosting it.
Hey, listen, I am super excited because, right, this is all a new experience to me, and I'm super excited to have you specifically because you've got a wealth of knowledge in media, and I'm sure you will be a great partner to help guide me along the process.
Oh, this is going to be so fun. The main trick is always have a good time. That everybody's human and always just have fun. So, you know, this is just such a surreal experience to be sharing this knowledge, because I'll have to tell you, it was a little bit of an accident that I ended up in this industry in the first place. You know, when they ask you on career day, what do you want to be when you grow up? Cannabis pioneer is not on that list. there's doctors, there's dentists, there's police officers, there's even entertainer, but there's nowhere listed on there is a cannabis expert or cannabis industry pioneer. And I have to tell you that this is not something that I would have chose for myself. It kind of chose me. I've been extremely fortunate to watch this industry blossom from its infancy, now maturing into this, you know, beautiful and pretty incredible, sophisticated industry. But when I first got involved, it definitely did not look like this. It resembled more of what we're used to seeing and hearing. It was a somewhat of a dark, relatively dingy, and quite honestly, a shady enterprise that I was getting involved with. And again, it was totally and completely by accident. When I was in high school, actually, I was in a near-fatal surfing accident while I was working as a lifeguard at the YMCA in San Diego, California. And I was in leadership training there, and I still remember it like it was yesterday. I was going out into the water for some of my free time, and I remember running out into the beach, and there was all these like really hot lifeguards on the beach. It was like something out of Baywatch. There was all these really hot lifeguards on the beach, and my hair was blowing in the wind, and I had my board, and I was running into the water in slow motion, and the ocean spray on my face. And I went out into the water and I caught the wave of my life. And I, you know, as a teenager, you're always looking for those like Hollywood moments where you're like the coolest person in the entire movie. That was me for like a solid 30 seconds riding that wave into the beach. And all of a sudden, this huge monster of a wave came up right behind me and knocked me off of my board. Now, I was surfing in low tide, and when I hit the floor, I hit the ocean floor like a ton of bricks. And when I did, I landed on my neck and on my shoulder in just a way that it pulled my muscles and my nerves and, you know, extended my spine. And I got caught in the undertow. My board went shooting out the back of the wave, and those hot lifeguards that were watching me in my Hollywood movement, in my Hollywood moment, were all of a sudden dragging me out of the water, covered in seaweed, choking, nearly choking to death, trying to catch my breath. And as I laid on the beach, I did my, you know, five finger, five toe check. Is everything still working? Can I still feel everything? And I thought to myself, man, that hurt, you know, but I'll be okay in a couple of days. I could have never imagined that that moment was not only going to change my life, but was going to take away everything that I thought I loved the most. Surfing, being out in the ocean, being on the beach, you know, all of that was the thing that kept me going as a teenager. And all of a sudden, that one day turned into weeks and then months and then years of uncontrollable and extreme severe pain. Anything from neuropathy to sleep paralysis to these seizure type episodes. Never officially diagnosed with seizures, but these convulsing and spastic episodes that were so painful, I would sometimes pass out from the pain.
And Sonja, were you at that time, were you just doing traditional health care? Were you on medications? What was going on there?
Yeah, so my mom took me to every specialist, every traditional doctor, you know, anybody and everybody that she could think of. We spent thousands of dollars, thousands of hours. At one point, I was spending 3 out of 5 days at the hospital doing experimental testing, taking experimental medications, being injected in every joint of my spine, shoulder, neck, with cortisol. And at the peak of my illness, I was taking about 7 different medications, stuff to wake me up, stuff to put me to sleep, stuff that would, you know, keep me, hold me over, quote unquote, in between dosages. And it was miserable. Nobody could give me answers. Their solution was yet another prescription. And I can't tell you how discouraging and frustrating. Even today, it brings tears to my eyes as a mother. Well, I can't even imagine what it was like for my mom to have to look at her child suffering and feel totally and completely helpless.
So, yeah, that's...
But it was...
Yep, I was going to say that is such the typical story of what we see, whether it's our customers, clients, Village Green Apothecary, or through all these different doctors and practitioners we talk to all the time. You know, this concept of being in the traditional healthcare system and the only choice being to use pharmaceuticals. And if a pharmaceutical doesn't work, you go to another pharmaceutical. If that one doesn't work, you go to another one. And sometimes you combine all kinds of pharmaceuticals and kind of the ultimate impact that we don't even know what happens from a biochemistry perspective, when you're taking all these pharmaceuticals.
I know. And what is crazy and what I quickly discovered and became very frustrated with is the medical system is not built on preventative care. Not one time did a doctor or quote-unquote specialist talk to me about my substantial and almost immediate weight gain. They didn't talk to, I gained almost 100 pounds over an 8-month period. There is absolutely no way that a normal human being, let alone a certified professional, wouldn't want to address that with an otherwise healthy 17-year-old girl, right?
Yep.
I started to report multiple symptoms and side effects of the medications, which they only addressed with more medication. And, you know, what we figured out was that the system can't thrive unless they have you prescribed. That is their prescription. That is their meal ticket. So, you know, when my mom also explored, DEOs and a lot of different quote unquote natural practitioners who relied on Western medicine to look beneath the surface in the way of blood tests and, scans and, like CAT scans and MRIs and so on and so forth. But truly what ended up making the difference was lucky number 27, a little tiny neurologist who wasn't even from this country, on his road to retirement. And he sat there and listened to me when I walked into the appointment, you know, at this point, not taking any of the doctors seriously anymore and just kind of rattling off my symptoms, feeling like he was only going to write me another prescription or conduct another test. For the first time, I think, throughout this entire experience, this doctor sat down and looked at me. And instead of rushing around trying to get his 7 minutes on the clock, which is the average time that a doctor will spend with a patient today, he sat down and he looked at me and he listened to me. And at the end of my, you know, sort of rattling off my experience of my pain syndrome, he put his hand on my knee and said, "Sonia, this all sounds very frustrating. And what I know for sure is that if you're not sleeping, that the rest of your body won't be able to recover. Have you ever considered using cannabis?" I swear to God, Mark, thank God my mother was in the room, because if I would have gone home and been like, "Guess what? The doc said we can smoke a joint." she would have been like, "Have you lost your mind?"
Right. How times are changing. So look, why don't we do this? Why don't we got a quick break, right? And we'll come back and we'll follow up on this particular thought stream. And then we'll go on and we'll talk about, you know, some of the interesting things that you're doing currently and what you've learned through this process. So this is Mark Isaacson with Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us and we'll be right back in a moment.
Megafood Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Megafood believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Megafood, from farm to tablet. Our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of FitFood, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of FitFood contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. FitFood provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great tasting omega oils.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body, and this is where GeroFormula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of nutrients needed for memory, mood, concentration, and focus. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and to file away memories. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. To learn more about formulas, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Hi, I'm Gail Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, where we've been specializing in meeting your unique healthcare needs for over 50 years. Our passion is helping you to get to your root cause of health conditions. At Village Green Apothecary, our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists offer guidance on diet, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. Plus, we offer lab testing and nutritional consultations to optimize your health plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the Essentially Healthy Living on 1500 AM. The show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda and online at myvillagegreen.com. I am Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, hosting the show today and standing in for Dana Lake, who's off. Dana will be back in a few weeks. Each week, we bring you a wide variety of information about your health. And these days, actually, we're really getting more and more focused on personalization. Village Green is your resource for questions about your health via our website, myvillagegreen.com, and our store on West Cedar Lane, providing all kinds of advice on supplements, foods, nutrients, and lifestyle. We carry superior supplements from many manufacturers, including our very own Pathway brand. So we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and shows are also available on iTunes and at myvillagegreen.com. So our subject today is cannabis, CBD, medical marijuana. And our guest is really one of the foremost leading experts in these areas, a true thought leader, and her name is Sonia Gomez. So let's pick up, Sonia, with your story and explain to us, give us a little more detail here of what happened and as you start to go down this road with cannabis.
Well, you know, it was the transformation I experienced was almost immediate. So we left the doctor's office that day, and my mom just sort of held my hand, and she gave me this sort of cheeky smile, like, oh, girl, here we are opening Pandora's box. And, you know, she helped me acquire some cannabis, which I just have to be honest, was a lot different than the dirt weed I was getting from my teenage friends.
Yes.
And we sat down on the beach together and we smoked, you know, a little bowl. And almost immediately, I could feel the difference. The pressure in my shoulders and my body started to alleviate. And I immediately felt relaxed, the sort of opioid nausea that I was a constant in my life at that point started to dissipate. And that night when we went to sleep, we actually slept, where the nights before had been tormented by sleep paralysis and these sort of spastic episodes. That night we actually slept. Better than slept, we rested. And when we woke up in the morning, I felt good enough to go to school, which hadn't happened in, I felt like, years. And I got to see my mom celebrate the fact that her teenage daughter wanted to get up and go to school, which is like, oh my gosh, you know, something to celebrate in itself. And that really transformed me into sort of closet, teenage, rebellious concert, you know, stoner, somebody who would go to a concert and take a hit off a joint and feel like they were really mischievous. But yep. It really shifted my consciousness to become aware that this, in fact, was the reason why I would have those little glimpses or windows of being completely pain or symptom free for up to 8 to 12 hours. And that really shifted my consciousness. I began to be more of a public advocate for it. I was able to finish high school, whereas before I was in danger of not being able to graduate. And really everything started to feel on track. Within 3 months, I had eliminated all of my medications down to only using over-the-counter like ibuprofen or Tylenol. Within 9 months, I was completely off every single one of my pain management medications, sleep aids, and the rest of it. And within 18 months, I had lost the 100 pounds 97 pounds actually, that I had gained during the peak of my illness.
Yeah, so certainly it'd be interesting
to feel like myself again.
Oh, that's great. So that look, amazing stuff. So it'd be really interesting, I think, to our listeners to understand. So how long ago did this all take place versus what's been happening? You know, the distinction between what was the environment like using medical marijuana and doing your treatment at that period of time versus what's happened today?
Well, it was a pretty high contrast. So back then, yes. I was living in California, and I needed a doctor's recommendation and all of these packets of paperwork in order to be able to have access. There were sort of two options: go through this very painful and expensive process of getting the proper recommendations and going into this little hole in the wall, shady, dispensary to try and get some cannabis, or not. Or the alternative was, you know, feed the black market and call your friend from down the street to see if they could bring you a bag. Neither one was very attractive or easy. And it was frustrating because that was the one thing that was making a difference. Fast forward to today, we're looking at an incredibly sophisticated and remarkably educated crowd of cannabis consumers who are using it for so many different reasons. Science has really put its foot in the door here and elevated not only the experience, but the options that a consumer has to manage or treat, or in some cases even prevent, illnesses or pain syndrome from developing. And the thing that I recognized along my journey was cannabis was just the thing that took the edge off enough for me to be able to focus on the other areas of my health and body that needed to be addressed. And I like to say that it's one of the most powerful tools you can have in your toolkit, but not the only one that you should have in your toolkit. It really opened my eyes to how you can use natural remedies or plant medicines as a way to fortify and support your overall system. So, and that's really what I made it my mission, you know, to be able to share with people through my own experience.
No, that's right. Really terrific. Very interesting. So what's going on today now in terms of what's the variety of options and how do people address, you know, whether it's pain? Give us a little bit of feedback on the variety of different ways that you can use cannabis, that you can use CBD. Kind of the opportunities where people can get help and certain different segments and how that all works.
Well, I think before I can explain that, we really need to understand that there is a difference between cannabis and what is now sort of taking center stage as the new painkiller, hemp CBD.
Yeah.
CBD is not like its own plant. It's actually a compound from inside of the cannabis or hemp plant, and it's the non-psychoactive compound, one of about 180 compounds inside of cannabis or hemp. And it is the non-psychoactive one that is responsible for, it contains the anti-inflammatory properties. It also has the digestive support. It is, has been responsible for either slowing, stopping, or in some cases even reducing the development of cancer cells. It's a pretty remarkable thing. And so you'll see that, you know, in the news, in your local corner store, on the internet, in the form of tincture, gummies, vaporizers, sublingual drops. There's all sorts of different ways to administer CBD into the body. Likewise with cannabis, there's all of these different ancillary businesses in the edible and extraction markets that have emerged. And really, the cannabis that we knew in the past is not the cannabis of the present or future. We are looking at the flower, the actual bud of the plant, or the flower of the plant, being the sort of archaic or historical way of using it. Even though it's my preferred method, and the way that you can instantly absorb about 40% of its benefits, it is not the preferred method of ingestion. We're now looking at edibles, vaporizing, concentrates is a huge wave. And I think that these more discrete and manageable dosages or dosing mechanisms is what we are moving towards now in the both in the present and in the future.
So do we yet know enough to figure out which type of delivery system that somebody needs, or is it really discretionary based on what delivery system that person chooses? Are they all created equal and it's up to the person?
They're not all created equal, neither is the human body. I like to say that each one of us is one in a billion. There is no duplication of any one body. And that's why personalization is so important, right? Because each person has numerous factors that contribute to the way that they feel and function on a daily basis. And it's really important to be able to consider that on a full spectrum rather than trying to isolate. Everyone wants to treat the symptom. And what they don't understand is that the syndrome in itself is a stockpile of other stuff that is not going right. It's just not dialed in. It's not in balance. There's no way for you to achieve homeostasis or that perfect balance in the body while you have all of these different things working against you. So when it comes to cannabis, it is one of those unique things that proves that we are individuals, and it treats each person differently. There's this sort of blanket statement around a sativa or a hybrid or an indica that they want to say will give you specific effects, or vaporizing will offer this type of experience versus smoking the flower versus eating the edible. But the real truth is you really have to do a certain level of experimentation in order to identify the best strain and the best method of delivery to give you yourself the most relief or experience the most benefit from.
Oh, very interesting. So I don't know if I ever told you or not, I might share a little bit of this with you, but my daughter had seizure activity, and we early on a couple years ago started to clearly experiment with a lot of different ways to be supportive and help reduce her seizure activity. And one of the things we certainly did was work with hemp. And one of the big unknowns at that time, it seems like, if you have any other clarity on this, it's still the case today that folks don't really know about dosing of these things. So again, is this experimentation? Is there like a range of dosing?
You know, it just depends on the product and whether you're using a full spectrum or whether you're using, an isolate. Is it a tincture? Is it, more of like a Phoenix Tears type model, which, or a Fetco type oil, which is basically just the full plant extract condensed down into a very highly concentrated oil. It really just depends. You know, Charlotte's Web took center stage with their release of that particular strain and this beautiful little girl who had seizure activity and started to use CBD. And what I do know is that CBD has been incredibly effective, especially with child seizure conditions or seizure conditions inside of children. And again, it's really just understanding the severity of their condition and working with the dosages to figure out what's going to work best for them. There is no manual that says dose like this.
Right. That's everything I understand. And that totally makes a lot of sense. And we actually found the other interesting thing that you focused on that maybe you could go in a little bit deeper. So my experience is we are so deep now in terms of our business looking at personalization. And to your point, everybody, and we always talk about it in the terms of these three different areas from a biochemistry perspective, epi, which is like your epigenetics and your lifestyle and your foods and your nutrients and pharmaceuticals and toxins and all these external things that can impact you, plus being able to look at things like biochemistry and lab work, and then we're looking at genomics. So maybe in the next segment I'll talk on this a little bit more, but
all of the data that is now available and the understanding that there is such a great degree of personalization that we can actually do today to shift the healthcare system. And clearly cannabis is a role player in this, right? So I'm curious to also hear you talk a little bit about personalization. And it also seems from my insights that there are places and roles and individuals where cannabis is a great opportunity. And then there could be certain roles and situations where cannabis may not be a fit. Thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, cannabis is not for everybody, and it's really been mine and my husband's mission in starting MedicalSecrets.com and our online social media platforms. You know, in just a very short amount of time, we have grown an audience of over a million people. We have a monthly reach of 7 to 25 million people, and what this is showing us is that there is decades of miseducation, poor information, and a tremendous amount of work that we need to do in order to re-educate and re-inform people with the actual truth about cannabis and other plant medicines that are making a difference in the way that people are feeling and functioning on a daily basis. It's not really, when you look at it, cannabis is sort of the hot topic right now, but it's really about, you know, making America and the rest of the world aware of their options. Okay. And it's a little bit challenging, you know, and we can talk about this more in a moment or after the break, but it's a little bit challenging to get to that place when there has been so much time and money and energy put to making people believe that the traditional way is the only way.
Yes. So, Sonia, hold your thought right there. We will catch up and continue on in the next segment. This is Mark Isaacson with Essential Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, and we'll be back in one moment.
Solgar No. 7 can help you feel the difference. Solgar No. 7 actually shows improvement in joint comfort within 7 days. Now you can start to get back on track fast and pursue the activities you love. Solgar No. 7 is a breakthrough in joint care with no glucosamine and no chondroitin. The advanced bioactives in Solgar No. 7 help to increase flexibility, mobility, and range of motion within 7 days. One capsule once a day is all you need. When stiff joints occasionally say no, Solgar No. 7 says yes. Solgar No. 7. Available at Village Green Apothecary.
New from Garden of Life, Kind Organics Whole Food Multivitamins. They are the only USDA-certified, organic, non-GMO-verified whole food multivitamins available. They're gluten-free, certified vegan, and feature a patent-pending clean tablet technology. Kind Organics is super clean, untreated, unadulterated, and real whole food. Kind Organics Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Be kind to your body and the earth. Kind Organics, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't meet? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. Our expert team includes pharmacists, nutritionists, clinical herbalists, and naturopaths who can offer you advice on nutritional products and personalized healthy living plans. We also offer specialized lab and micronutrient testing to our customers. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800. Or go to our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Have you ever wondered why the cold and flu season occurs in the fall and winter months? One theory is because of a decrease in sun exposure, our bodies don't make enough vitamin D, which is essential to proper immune function. That's why medical experts recommend supplementing with vitamin D. Thorne Research's vitamin D products are made from pure vitamin D, with no preservatives or unnecessary ingredients added. Support your immune system with Thorne's vitamin D1000 and D5000. These and other immune-supporting formulas are always available at Village Green.
Welcome back to Essentially Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda and online at myvillagegreen.com. I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, hosting the show today and standing in for Dana Lake, who'll be back in the next few weeks. Each week we bring you a wide variety of information about your health. Village Green is a resource for questions about your health. Also, you can access information on our website at myvillagegreen.com, in-store on Cedar Lane. We've got a host of experts there. We talk about supplements, nutrients, lifestyle, and we carry a wide variety of supplements, actually over 400 brands, many top manufacturers, practitioner brands, including our own Pathway products. So we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. You can always go to myvillagegreen.com to download the show as well, and all of our shows are on iTunes. So our subject today is cannabis, CBD, medical marijuana. We've got an awesome guest who is a thought leader in this area, deep in building a huge media outreach and reaches on a monthly basis millions and millions of people. So that is Sonia Gomez. So Sonia, why don't we just pick right back up where we were talking about some of the things that are happening in personalization and how cannabis and CBD tie into that.
Sure. Well, I really think that, you know, the overall message here, our mission for the insiders, if you will, or the inside secrets, the thing that we're all talking about is how to personalize one's experience with their healthcare. And, you know, we're really moving towards that as a necessity and as a model inside of healthcare, because here's the deal. The cookie cutter one size fits all is not working. In most cases, you know, one medication is prescribed. It doesn't work the way that we think it's going to work. So they prescribe you another one to offset the symptoms from the, you know, the original medication. And you're just looking at, you know, stockpiling. I interface with folks on a daily basis who are taking upwards of 9,000 pills a year, over 24 pills a day.
That's a crazy amount, right?
That's a crazy amount, and right. all of them pharmaceutically prescribed. None of them are supplemental, and it's just crazy to me that we are, you know, so indoctrinated with this one way of approaching our healthcare that, you know, we are losing our individuality. So when I'm looking at personalization and when I'm looking at natural health care as a whole, and that's a blanket statement, right? There's so many little niches inside of that and specialists inside of that that deserve, you know, the rainbow and the spotlight, you know, one by one. But as it pertains as a whole, the approach here is really looking at you as the human body that needs a specific type of attention. And cannabis has a natural approach to the human body that, you know, fits in those boundaries as well. Now, I love what you're doing with personalization and, you know, the blood testing and the genetic coding and all of that stuff, because it is such a perfect way to look beneath the surface and identify exactly what the body, my body, not somebody, but my body needs in order to perform at its peak ability, but also, you know, live a longer, happier, healthier life. Oh. And
yeah, 100%.
It's amazing.
Yes, 100%. I mean, look, we always say, look, if you're going to live, you might as well live as great as you can live. Right. Lots of energy.
You might as well live
the things you want to do. Live well. We all want to live well. So we always say, like, when we're talking about personalization, we're not the average Joe. Right. So as I was saying earlier, we talk about these three sets of data that we look at. So genes, everyone knows, Sonia, that we have one of a kind set of genes. When you look at biochemistry, what you look at lab work. I'm not sure if people realize it, but our biochemistry, our lab work, when you pull it all together, it's one of a kind just for us. And it's the same thing when you think about lifestyle, what we call epigenetics. All these external things that effectively impact our biochemistry and genes, these things, whether it is the foods we eat, secondhand smoke, exercise or lack of exercise, drinking, pharmaceutical use or not using pharmaceuticals, toxins that we come in contact, this whole thing that's all of our lifestyle and external factors that are impacting our biochemistry and genes, again, one of a kind. And what I always say, and I'm talking about the majority of time, is that it is super clear why our healthcare system is so broken. As you're pointing out, we've got this model where, there you go, we diagnose you, and we're only looking at this one frame, this one silo, which is pharmaceutical use, and pharmaceutical use is at times relevant, but the majority of our system, 90% of these pharmaceuticals are really designed to manage a symptoms. You know, as running this integrative pharmacy that I run, we do, and we have pharmacists, right? We're dispensing all these drugs, right? You know, it happens, but our motto and our focus is do no harm. Focus foremost on getting to the root cause. Let's not just manage a symptom. Let's work to fix people. And so we are clearly building and have built this incredible technology in collaboration with Dr. Joe Pizzorno to really personalize. And he's one of the foremost thought leaders, founder of Bastyr, author of the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine. You know, anyone who's a functional medicine, clinical nutritionist, naturopathic doctor knows of him, and he and his team and thought leadership team have spent over a decade building out this logic to look at all of this data. So for the first time, we can incredibly accelerate the ability to personalize and not be the average Joe. So that's where our work is going, and that's what I'm so totally interested in and excited about, is the potential to collaborate with your thinking and the audience and the group that you're reaching out to, because it seems to me we are super aligned in our thought process.
Of course we are, and we have to be. You know, when you're coming up against an organization like the Big Pharma, who is spending over $5 billion a year to advertise their new up and coming, you know, treatment, quote unquote, medication, like how many people have heard of Humira, and then how many of you watched to the end of the commercial where there's an actual, you know, additional 15 seconds where they're listing the side effects that come along with it. You know, do you have a sniffle? Have a nosebleed.
Right.
Like, that's the sort of the trade-off, right?
It's crazy.
And
it's
pretty incredible that, you know, and who are the ones watching it? It's not us. Right? Our children are coming home from school, flicking on the TV, sitting down and eating their after school snack, and in between watching Garfield or whatever the current shows are, is these commercials for, you know, the new up and coming pharmaceuticals. And again, they're only focusing on the symptom. They're not taking any of the other factors into consideration when right. making their recommendation or prescriptions. And So things are not effective. It's not efficient. The treatments are subpar, and so are the results. Now, when moving into personalization, you know, cannabis and hemp CBD are moving the same direction, and it's not, again, not about cannabis, and it's not about that is like the very top of the iceberg. It's really about the cannabinoids that are found inside of it. And what we discovered back in 1990 was that our bodies actually contain an endocannabinoid system. There's the CB1 receptors inside of the endocannabinoid system and the CB2 receptors. The CB1 receptors pretty much takes care of your torso and up, your central nervous system, you know, the brain, sub into the peripheral nervous system, whereas the CB2 receptors are working, you know, ribs down. And that is in your guts, your digestive system, your peripheral nervous system, and all the fun stuff there. Now, have you ever heard the saying, the gut is the second brain?
Of course, right?
Yeah.
It's known. Yes.
Our guts are suffering. Our food in this, I mean, I could go down a whole tangent just
yes.
on that alone as, you know, kind of the epicenter of illness. But if you don't know, the digestive system is where the immune system, about 80% of the immune system is hosted there. And if we're stagnant in the digestive system, then our immune system can't fight off the other neurotoxins that are floating through the air and coming into your body through your nostrils and your mouth. Right. Forget the fact that you could potentially be eating food that's genetically modified. But those are just some small factors. And what we're looking at with cannabis and CBD or cannabinoid customization is using the same or similar type of genetic coding in order to identify what combination and at what potency do you need to be absorbing cannabinoids in order to have your body functioning at its peak performance ability.
Yeah.
So, and that in combination with what you're doing is magic waiting to happen.
Right. I 100% agree. I think it's all super interesting. So why don't we do this? Why don't we take a quick break here? For those of you who've just tuned in, I'm Mark Isaacson, your host for the hour on the Essentials of Healthy Living, coming live to you for the first time as Dana Lake was not able to make it this week. We'll be back in the next few weeks. We're at 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us, and we will finish up in the last segment with Sonia and talk about some of the things about where the future of the industry is going and some of the interesting opportunities and things that Sonia and her team are working on.
Mega Food Premium Whole Food Supplements are the only supplements crafted from scratch with farm-fresh whole foods to deliver nourishment the way nature intended. Mega Food believes Mother Nature knows best. They select only fresh whole food, harvested at the peak of ripeness, handle it gently and with care to deliver its vital essence to you in every bottle. Mega Food, from farm to tablet, our name is our promise. For more information, visit us online at megafood.com.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Did you get enough lutein today to support eye health? Most Americans consume only 2 milligrams per day, yet populations with good eye health often consume 6 to 20 milligrams to protect the macula of the eye against oxidative stress and aging. Vision Optimizer from Gero Formulas supplies lutein, zeaxanthin, and 13 other vitamins, phytonutrients, and herbs that support eye health and function, reduce eye fatigue, and promote eye comfort. For more information, visit Gero.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, the most unique pharmacy in the country. You are unique, and at Village Green, we treat you this way. At Village Green, our passion is personalization and getting the root cause of health conditions. Guidance on foods, nutrients, and pharmaceuticals to empower you with personalized recommendations just for you. For over 50 years, customers have depended on advice from our expert team of pharmacists and clinical nutritionists. Visit Village Green in Bethesda or online at myvillagegreen.com. Welcome back to Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda and online at myvillagegreen.com. I'm Mark Isaacson, owner of Village Green Apothecary, and hosting the show today, standing in for Dana Lake, who will be back in the next few weeks. Each week, we bring you a variety of information about your health. We are super gearing up and very focused on personalization and what that all means. We're talking about that a little bit in the show today. Village Green is your resource for questions about your health in-store as well as via our website. Our store is located on Cedar Lane, and there's always a group of our experts there to talk supplements, nutrients, foods, and lifestyle. We carry a whole bunch of supplements, 400-plus brands, many of the biggest manufacturers, including our own Pathway product line and so forth. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and the shows are accessible on iTunes as well as myvillagegreen.com. Our subject today is cannabis, CBD, medical marijuana. And we have one of the foremost thought leaders in the area who on an average month actually has millions of people following her via social media as well as her content. So we are lucky, very fortunate today to have Sonia with us, Sonia Gomez. So Sonia, why don't we pick back up and talk a little bit more about the future of where things are going, some of the primary things that you're really focused on now.
You know, so over the last 18 months, first of all, thank you so much. And this is such an invigorating conversation for me. And it's so much fun to be able to speak to. Generally, I'm speaking to people who are a lot more ignorant on the subject of healthcare. And so we're having a very like bare bones, basic 101 sort of conversation. And so this is very invigorating for me because I'm like, yes, somebody who understands what not only is necessary, but what the people are starting to demand from our healthcare system. Or leaving the leaving the traditional healthcare system and moving more into a natural approach to their health and well-being. So what we're looking at in the future here, and for the last 18 months, I've really focused on, educating people with the truth about cannabis so that we can help push legalization forward, ensuring that people have safe and most importantly, legal access to the highest quality medicine that's available on the marketplace. Not all CBD and not all cannabis is created equal. So it's very important that when you're considering this as an option, that you are informed and take the time to educate yourself. You'll find a lot of power in self-education. So there's multiple resources for you. You can always visit our blog at medicalsecrets.com if you're looking for specific questions or uses for cannabis. But right now, I'm looking from an entrepreneur's perspective and from an investor's perspective and even from a patient's perspective. I'm looking at an industry that I'm extremely passionate about, that I'm interested in, and happen to have some education around over these last, 10 years or so that I've been involved with the industry and have really watched it mature from its infancy. In 2009, I moved to Colorado to help write the legislation that legalized cannabis, and I owned one of the first licensed dispensaries in Colorado. Really worked with the Department of Revenue in developing the Medical Marijuana Enforcement Division here in Colorado, and our legislation has worked as a foundation for 9 other states to open up for adult use, and there's a total of 39 states now in the country who have some sort of either medical or decriminalization legislation or law in place right now. So while there is so many fascinating things that we can talk about in the healthcare side of it and the using cannabis as for medical reasons or as a preventative and contributing to your healthy lifestyle, there's really a cannabis that is making all of this possible. And there's incredible entrepreneurs, incredible businesses, ancillary businesses that have almost have nothing to do with touching the plant that people can invest in and participate with, whether with current skill sets or current professional certifications, and they can tap the money vein of the green rush, which is what I'm calling the sort of cannabis movement right now. And that is where my focus is, because the fact is, with all of the progress and scientific input and contribution to this industry, we have a very, very small window of opportunity where the people of this country and of the world still have a chance to get in there and invest their money and invest a little bit of their time and get educated, because pretty soon, and a lot sooner than I'd like to think, big business and big pharma and big government is going to come in here and do what they do best and push out the little person. We're already starting to see it happen. Now, when I first opened our dispensary, when I first pushed forward with legalization, I thought, and all of us thought, it was going to take at least a decade for us to move into recreational use. It was less than 3 years before we moved from medical to recreational.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing the speed of how everything is accelerating.
Exactly. Yes. And everything is moving faster with media and, everybody having a computer in their hand and attached to their face. there isn't a moment that goes by that isn't having more updates and more opportunities. So if there's one thing that I can share with you is the time is now. The opportunity is right at your doorstep, and I would almost be so bold as to beg you to pay attention, because we are looking at the largest opportunity since in our lifetime, since the gold rush. If you look back at the gold rush, you know, Levi Strauss, you know, started his billion-dollar business serving denim to the folks who are going to be on their hands and knees digging in the mountains, right? So the people who were investing in picks and shovels and were selling picks and shovels were the ones who ended up making that generational or legacy type wealth. The same thing is happening here. You can be involved with and invest into the industry without ever having to grow a plant, touch a bud, or distribute cannabis personally. There are packaging, there are, you know, administration tools, paraphernalia, all different types of things that one can invest in and capitalize off of, tapping into the Green Rush money vein without having to directly touch the vein or take on any unnecessary risk. And don't listen to the rumors of it, quote unquote, still being federally illegal, because I'll tell you, people are minting coin right now. Yes. Because they are positioning themselves ahead of the wave. So yes, there's incredible medical benefits to this, as we will start to see exposed more and more, but there's really a very true and very real business opportunity for you to start investing in. And I really, really suggest that you start to investigate that. As a matter of fact, I've pulled together a team of experts to put together a master class so that we could talk about this very subject in detail and answer any specific questions that might come up for you while you are starting to look at this and open yourself up to these types of opportunities. And we're addressing both the healthcare side and the investment side so that you get that sort of full and very broad picture in quite a bit of detail inside of this master class. Is it all right if I share the registration?
So here's the thing. What I would like you to do, because we only have like a minute almost, minute and a half to wrap up, just give the website and where you would want people to go, and then I'd like to just give a couple closing comments would be perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. So you guys can check us out at www.medicalsecrets.com. And if you're interested in joining us for the master class, the site is apps.clickfunnels.com, and that is where you can join us on the master class. Otherwise, check us out at medicalsecrets.com, and I'm so excited to have been here. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, perfect. And the one thing I want to say also, since we're collaborating and looking to do some things together, folks can also go to IQYOU health, one word, .com, because that's where you can register if you're focused and interested in personalization of health, right? In this total collaboration and where the movement is going, all the things that Sonia talked about, I talked about a little bit today, this whole collaboration, you can also go to IQUhealth.com, and we will be happy to coordinate and keep you in the loop on how we are collaborating and how we are moving the paradigm forward. And our technology is actually only weeks away from launching now. So it'll be super great to collaborate with you. And what I'd like to do is just thank you, Sonia, so much for participating with us and everyone for joining us on the Essentials of Healthy Living at 1500 AM. You can always access these shows at myvillagegreen.com as well as on iTunes. This is Mark Isaacson of Village Green Apothecary wishing each and every one of you good health and a successful day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists offer a personalized approach to help you with your health needs. Stop by Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane, or visit our website at myvillagegreen.com.